There's many people that look at me crazy, as if I'm crazy. It was designed and ordained by God. And I do find it interesting that God actually uses that in a number of places in Scripture to describe the relationship between Christ and the church. And I'm going to look at that a little more in the following sessions. The first session tomorrow, we're going to be looking at exposing immorality, which is going to include looking at the root of all sin, causes of immorality, causes of sexual addictions, what Scripture says on immorality, and then I want to look at immoral issues in our culture, things that I find. I know we're running a little ahead of time, but that's okay. It gives us time to fellowship afterwards. Someone so graciously provided donuts for tonight, so we don't want to make them take them home. So we can have some time of fellowship. But I'd like to close with this poem. And remember, we were talking about making a safe place. I'll just read it how it's written here. And this happened in a session that I was working with this individual. In session, we took a prayer walk to Jesus and asked Jesus to give a picture of my life, where it is at right now. I got a picture of a little boy, 3 years old, on the street crying. And I asked Jesus if he cares about that little boy. And Jesus answered with, "Come all ye that labor and are heavy laden." And the little boy responded by running into Jesus' open arms, sitting in his lap and telling Jesus everything. This poem came after that session as this individual was spending time alone with Jesus. Now, before I read the poem, he uses examples of physical things, but this individual's physical needs were met very well for him. But I'd like for you to listen. Listen to his heart. If you can listen to his heart, I'd encourage you to listen. Listen to what he's really saying. Starts off with, "My little boy. Out alone in a city street sits a boy with nothing to eat. The sky brings drear on the little boy. Not only did he lose his only toy, but he is missing a place to go, a fact that nobody seems to know. The little boy is only 3, a boy without a home, you see. His clothing are ragged and small, even though he is not very tall. His clothing are tight, making a pitiful sight. This is his only set of clothes, nothing at all to cover his toes. His dark hair is dirty and unkempt. The streaks down his face are from when he wept. No food to eat, nowhere to sleep. The storm upon him does slowly creep. He knows he has nowhere to go, no one to blow his little toe, that he stubbed so hard on the wooden bench when he ran from the man behind the fence, that yelled at him to get off his own land just because he was playing in the sand. No one for him to call mom and dad, his poor little heart broken and sad. He is scared of the flashes of lightning. Thoughts of the storm are very frightening. He sits down on the curb and starts to cry. He looks at the clouds and lets out a sigh. The cool breezes of fall play with his hair. Another night on concrete seems to stare at him in the face, giving him no grace that most other boys can't feel, just like a tasty meal. But wait, a man comes to the door of the house that he sits in front like a quiet little mouse and says, "Come in, sonny, where it is warm and out of the approaching storm. I want you to stay warm and dry and out of the streets where the cars fly by." The boy doesn't know what to think. His big brown eyes begin to blink. The man beckons for him to come. The boy wonders if he is dumb. For this is the first time that anyone seemed to care. For everyone else wanted to stand and stare. He slowly got up and walked to the man. The man asked, "What's your name?" He answered, "Dan. Danny is what they actually call me. But Mommy and Daddy died, you see. I have nowhere to go except the street. Tonight I'm so cold, especially my feet." The man bent over and picked up the boy, thinking this boy is light. He feels like a toy. He got him some food and something to drink. The boy's big brown eyes began to blink. He wasn't used to so much to eat, green beans, potatoes, and ground up meat. After he ate, the man cleaned him up while he whimpered like a little pup. Then the man sat down and held him tight, assuring him that it was all right. The boy relaxed and went to sleep, burrowing down in a warm little heap. This is what God does for us when we come to him and fuss about how our world is falling apart. He holds and comforts us from the start. He holds us tight and puts us to rest. His arms to us are like a nest. That's the only poem that person ever wrote that I know of. And he told me he normally doesn't write, but he had that on paper within about 5 minutes. Remember, Jesus longs to make a safe place for you. Can we make a safe place for those around us?